Over the last few days, I've been visiting those who have been flooded in to some degree. If I have missed you or haven't heard about you, please let us know. And hopefully the next week, we'll try to get to every home that has experienced some damage to whatever degree, just to pray with you and let you know that we do care and if we can help you in any way. Just one couple that I had visited expressed need for help, so I contacted our football team coach, and the whole team went, kind of overwhelmed them, 40 kids in their house, but they did it in about 30 minutes, everything that they needed to do. So it was a real blessing and a good mission experience for our young people. So, but I think that our second reading today from Paul's letter to the Hebrews was divinely timed, if you listen to it very carefully. In relation to the devastation of the monsoon depression that we experienced. And so a lot of pain and suffering in people's lives. And yet sometimes it's then that we really experience His consolation and His love and His power in our lives. So sometimes it's through the thorns that we experience Him more. And there's a story about a young lady named Sarah who had been married and had recently lost her husband in a car wreck. And it was time for Thanksgiving week coming up, and so she wanted something to cheer her up, and she went to the local flower store to get some flowers and asked the clerk for some roses. And the clerk, because she told her the story that her husband had died, and you know, she was looking for something to cheer her up. And so the clerk went in the back, and she came out with 12 stems, just the thorns on those stems. The roses had been snipped off. And Sarah thought, is this a joke or what is this? And she said, no, this is our special. And it tends to be popular for those, she said, who have experienced problems. The clerk said, I've always thanked God for the good things in my life and never questioned those things. But when bad stuff hit, then I did question. I have always enjoyed the flowers of life, but it took thorns to show me the beauty of God's comfort. You know, the Bible says that God comforts us when we are afflicted, and from His consolation we learn to comfort others. And Sarah said, but it's just so fresh, I don't know if I can thank God for the thorns. And the clerk said, my experience has shown me that thorns make roses more precious. We treasure God's providential care more during trouble than at any other time. She said, remember, it was a crown of thorns that Jesus wore so that we might know His love. Don't resent the thorns. So Sarah took the bouquet and noticed a card attached to it. It said, my God, I have never thanked you for my thorns. I have thanked you 1,000 times for my roses, but never once for my thorns. Teach me the glory of the difficulties I bear, and teach me the value of my thorns. Show me that I have drawn closer to you along the path of pain. C.S. Lewis said that God whispers in our pleasures, but He shouts in our pains. He whispers in our pleasures, but He shouts in our pains. William Barclay said there are basically five ways that you can respond to difficulties, and the fifth way is the true way. But he said the first way is to accept it with just resignation, without any emotion at all, kind of like the Stoics did in the early Roman Empire. Secondly, he said you can accept it with a grim sense of getting it over with as quickly as possible. Third, he said you can accept it with self-pity that ultimately leads to an interior collapse of your soul. Fourth, he said you can accept it as a punishment that is ultimately resented and affects our relationship with God. But he said the fifth way and the true way is to accept it as coming from a loving Father. That God calls us closer to Him in the times of our pain and sorrows. Look at Jesus on the cross. He experienced that pain and suffering, that even separation from God the Father that he felt emotionally. And yet the Father was there to support him and then gave him the victory of the resurrection. Listen to those words of the letter to the Hebrews again in light of the destruction that we have experienced. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be disjointed, but healed. And so I know a lot of your hands are sore from scrubbing your knees or blistered from kneeling on floors. And so many people have helped their neighbors. And so it's always in a time like this that charity it pours forth. And so it's a beautiful sign of God working in our lives and in our community. So let us continue to reach out to each other. Let us know what your needs are. And we will definitely try to help you as much as possible. And God will see us through this and whatever comes our way. So I'll close with a poem by Robert Browning. Then welcome each rebuff that turns earth's smoothness rough, each sting that bids nor sit nor stand but go. Be our joy three parts pain. Strive and hold cheap the strain. Learn nor account the pang. Dare never grudge the throe. For thence a paradox, which comforts while it mocks. Shall life succeed in that it seems to fail? What I aspired to be and was not comforts me. A brute I might have been, but would not sink I the scale. And so let us work through this pain and this suffering and call upon the Lord for his help and his consolation, and we will not be found wanting on the scale of his love and his mercy. Amen.